Well, good morning. It's good to see the young people here this morning.
早上好，非常高兴能够见到年轻人在这里。
Even though many among us are either going back to China or going out of town for summer vacations.
虽然有些人回到了中国或者是出城旅游去了。
But we still have the most of the group staying with us for the whole summer.
但是还会有大多数的年轻人跟我们在一起，在整个这个夏天的时间。
We pray for those who are not with us in this morning.
我们为那些跟我们不在一起的中间的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Pray for their safety steps in this unsafe world.
为他们在这个不安全的时代的时间里面为他们的安全祷告。
And we also pray for those who are sitting here with us in this morning.
我们也为今天早上与我们同在的弟兄姊妹祷告。
We want you to stay safe from the record high heat weather.
希望大家能够在这个高温的时候能够保持安全。
I hope you all remember that a couple of weeks ago.
我希望你还记得几个星期之前。
We shared here the first part of the life story of Samson from the Old Testament.
我们分享了参孙的生活，他的上半部分的生活。
We talked about the background issues of Samson's time and his birth.
我们讲到了他参孙那个时代的背景。
We noticed that there are two significant things regarding to Samson's life story.
在他的生活里面，生活的故事里面有两个非常重要的事情。
First is a strong fighting spirit that Samson got within him against the enemy of Israel people.
在参孙里面有一个非常强大的一个征战的灵，为了以色列人。
Second is God's sovereignty over his entire life, even when he was failed in a hopeless situation.
第二是神在他的生活里面有绝对的主权，就算是在他一个完全失败的里面。
Samson's birth is really a humble story in the book of Judges.
参孙的出生是一个非常谦卑的出生。
Both his parents belonged to a small and miserable tribe called the Dan among Israel people.
他的父母都是属于但支派，是非常小的，也非常惨烈的一个支派。
They were homeless tribe in the land of promise.
在那个应许之地，他们确实没有产业。
And Samson's mother used to be a barren woman with no single child.
他的母亲也从来没有生过孩子。
Which means that they are a hopeless family.
也就是说他们是一个没有指望的家庭。
But God brought Samson out of chaos, standing as a warrior for his people of Israel.
但是神把那个从那个混乱里面把参孙带了出来，使他成为一个勇士。
But speaking truth,
但是说实话，
Samson was way disqualified to be so-called the leader of Israel in his entire life.
但是参孙他的一生实在是不配做一个勇士。
He was a man of a great strength, but in the meantime, he was also a man of a crippling weakness.
他是一个大能的勇士，但是他确实里面有一个使他致残的一些软弱。
He was a man of a faith, so-called a Nazarite, but he was often defeated by sinful compromise.
他是拿西尔人，但是他却经常为了一些事情能够来打折扣。
Nice music. He was a man whose name truly means sunshine.
他的名字是阳光。
But often he walked his days in darkness.
但是他经常却走在黑暗里。
But the most striking thing about him is that he was a lifelong warrior.
但是最明显的特征是他的一生都是勇士。
So, dear brothers and sisters, I believe Samson's story is our story today.
所以弟兄姊妹，我相信参孙的故事就是我们的故事。
Everything regarding to our spiritual growth and the testimony.
关于我们属灵的成长和我们的见证。
Every single step we take, and even for a tiny little space, my dear young people, we got to fight fiercely for it.
我们所走过的每一步路，甚至一小步路，都是要经过非常艰巨的征战。
Nothing in Christ comes to us automatically.
在基督里面的事情，没有一件事情是自然而然的来到我们这里。
We got to fight for it.
我们需要来征战。
Even the single little things, we got to fight for it.
就算是一点点小事情，我们都必须要来征战。
We simply cannot make ourselves being successful in following Jesus without a fighting spirit.
在跟随主的这条道路上，如果没有征战，我们是不可能成功。
That's why, guys.Reading through the life story of Samson is so meaningful to us.
所以在读参孙的故事对我们是非常有意义的。
Samson was born in a troubled time in the history of Israel.
他是在以色列一个非常艰难的时候出生的。
They were totally lost under the persecution of Philistines for 40 years of no hope.
他们在腓利士人的欺压之下，有40年之久，没有任何的希望。
But God's work of salvation never failed and never stopped.
但是神的拯救从来没有停止过，也没有失败过。
So God had prepared the spiritual environment for Samson's birth and to grow as a Nazarite.
所以神就为参孙的出生预备了一个属灵的环境，使他成为拿细尔人。
Nazarite means a consecration to God.
拿细尔人意味着说他完全的分别为圣，归给神。
So Samson became the vessel in God's hand to overturn the power of Philistines.
所以参孙就成了神手中的一个工具，来推翻腓利士人的统治。
Like we sharedbefore that Samson's life story often seemed sadly disappointed.
我们经常觉得说参孙的故事是非常的让人失望的。
But God made him through.
但是神却带领他。
And he stands in the list of faith heroes in the New Testament.
而且在新约里面，他也列在信心的伟人当中。
Recently, I've visited a group of brothers and sisters in New York City area.
最近我去拜访了纽约的弟兄姊妹。
And we shared our concerns about what are going on around the world and in the United States.
所以我就把我的顾虑在这个世界当中所发生的事情和在美国所发生的事情，我把我的顾虑跟他们分享。
I have to say that we all worried.We all worried.
Oh, 我不得不说，我们都很担心。
Very much about everything around us.
为了我们周围所发生的事情。
The challenges both in the house of God and outside of the church.
在神的家中和教会中所发生的事情。
The challenges to our marriage, to our family, to our kids, to the future of the church.
为了这个在我们婚姻中的挑战，我们儿女的挑战和教会前景的挑战。
And we talked to each other, and we shared our concern, we shared our worries.
我们就把我们的顾虑和我们的焦虑彼此的分享。
Then an old gospel song came to my ear.
然后一首很老的福音的歌就在我的心中响起。
It used to be very popular in 1990s by one of my favorite songwriter, Don Moen.
是在1910年的时候，我最喜欢的一个福音诗歌的作者叫 Don Moen。
1990s。
哦，是在1990年。在90年的时候。
Yeah, yeah. It says that God will make a way where there seems to be no way.
那里讲到说，神在没有看起来没有路的时候，他会开路。
He works in ways we cannot see.
他的道路是我们不能看见的。
He will make a way for me.
他会为我们开路。
My dear young people, you're going to be in the college or high school after this summer.
年轻的孩子们，这个夏天之后，你们会上高中或者会去大学。
And a conviction like this is the solid foundation that we can live in today as God's children.
今天我们要确信说我们今天活着是神的儿女。
Even though things sometimes are in a situation like a chaotic situation.
甚至是在这样一个混乱的情况里。
But hang in there tough and you will be fine.
我们一定要你会没有事情的。
Because he will never give us up.
因为他不会放弃我们。
Samson and his people were living in a time called the Philistine era.
参孙的时代是个非利士人掌权的时代。
Which represents spiritually as this strong and well developed world.
在属灵的世界里面，就是像我们现在这样一个强大的、发达的国家、发达的时代。
So, my dear young people, as we are singing this hymn this morning, stand up for Jesus.
所以，年轻人，我们今天早上像我们唱的诗歌一样，我们要站起来为耶稣征战。
God called us in today to stand up for His purpose.
今天，神呼召我们为了他的目的而站起来。
As what He did on Samson in the past.
他过去为参孙所做的事情。
But how are we going to be able to fulfill our calling in facing this strong and well-developed world?
当我们面对这个强大的、这个发达的世界，我们怎么能够完成神的旨意呢？
So this morning, my burden is going to share with you the encouraging words that Paul gave to Timothy in his final letter.
所以今天早我所要分享的是保罗在给提摩太写的最后的书信。
Would you please turn your Bible with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 1 through 7.
我们来翻到提摩太后书二章一到七节。
You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier.And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things.
提摩太后书二章一到七节，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。劳力的农夫得先得粮食。我所说的话，你要思想。因为凡事主必给你聪明。
Let's pay an attention to verses 3 through 6.
我们来注意到第三节到第六节。
Paul used the illustration of three occupations.
保罗在这里引用了三个在那个时代的职业。
To give Timothy an understanding that how he could stand up for his calling with the spiritual qualities.
让提摩太能够明白怎么样能够有这个属灵的质量能够来站立起来。
I use three D's to call these qualities.
我用三个 D 来代表这个属灵的质量。
First D is verse 3 and 4 as dedication.
第一个 D 是在第三节和第四节里面是专一的奉献。
Second D is verse 5 as discipline.
第二个地是在第五节里面是那个约束和节制。
And the last one is verse 6 as diligence.
最后一个地是第六节是殷勤。
Now would you please join me for a word of prayer?
我们一起来有一点祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this time we gather together.
主为了今天我们能够在一起聚集向你献上感谢。
Lord, we pray that you will use these words to feed us.And to minister our heart.
求你借着这些话来喂养我们，来喂养我们的心。
For we are so hungry and thirsty for more of you.
因为我们渴想你。
Lord, we are so grateful that we gather together and to read these words.
我们非常感恩能够聚在一起来读这些话语。
We come to the well of everlasting water that which never runs dry.
我们来到这个水泉活泉。永远不干渴。
Lord, we pray that you will use these words.
我们祈求你来用这些话。
To challenge and to change us when we listen to these words.
来向我们挑战，来改变我们。
Lord, we pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. When Paul was writing this letter.
当保罗在写这封书信的时候
，Keep in mind that this was his final letter written in his 44 years of following Jesus our Lord and serving to his glorious purpose.
那个时候他已经跟随主44年，来服侍他荣耀的旨意，这是最后一封信。
He was in Rome, the emperor's prison, for the second time.
他在那个保罗的监狱里面，这已经是罗马的监狱里面，这是第二次。
Like he described in chapter 2 verse 9 that I was suffering troubles and even to the point of chains.
就好像他在第二章第九节里面这里讲的我被福音受苦难甚至被捆绑。
And he knew it with a clear sense.
他也非常清楚地知道
that he was about to go with the Lord.
他也马上就要离世归主了。
Like he told Timothy in chapter 4 verse 6 that I am already poured out as a drink offering and the time of my departure is at hand.
在第四章第六节他清楚地写道我现在被浇奠我离世的时候到了。
Some Bible scholars said that just as soon as he had finished this letter,
有些圣经的学者说他写完这封信之后
Paul was beheaded by emperor's order in Rome.
他在罗马就被斩首。
So we knew that this is the letter of urgency.
所以我们知道说这封书信带着他的急迫性。
Paul couldn't wait.
保罗已经不能再等了。
To pass to the younger generation like Timothy.
他要把他的这个使命传给下一代，像提摩太。
Of his calling, his ministry, his burden to the testimony about Jesus our Lord.
他要把他的呼召、他的职事，还有他对见证的负担，都要传给提摩太。
Like once we have shared on Paul's first letter to Timothy, chapter 1, verse 11 and 18.
就好像以前在提摩太前书第一章第十一节和十八节那里 所讲到的
Paul told the young Timothy that this glorious gospel was once committed to my trust but now it is the same charge I commit to you son Timothy
所以他在那里讲到说这个荣耀的福音交托给我的我现在也要把它交托给你
About 10 years from his first letter
在写他第一封书信十年以后
，The situation now seemed more urgent.
现在这个情况看起来更加的紧急。
Paul had a burning feeling to encourage, to instigate, and even to challenge Timothy.
在保罗的心里面有个焦急的心，他一定要来激励。激励提摩太。
It was not like we sing this hymn in this morning. Stand up for Jesus.
不像我们今天早上唱歌的时候，唱的好像是站起来，起来为耶稣。
But Paul had a burning feeling. If we read through his second letter to Timothy, he had a fiery burning feeling in him.
在第二提摩太后书里面在保罗的心里面有一个燃烧的火这个焦急
So he said to Timothy not only to receive his calling
所以他对提摩太说不光你要接受这个呼召
But also to stand up and fight for it
而且要 为这个呼召站起来要为这个呼召征战
My dear young people this is the letter calling for the fighting spirit
这个书信是要来挑旺你的征战的灵
When David came to the day he defeated giant Goliath,
当大卫打败格利亚之后
he was just a teenager boy.
他只是一个十几岁的年轻人
But he volunteered because nobody from the side of Israel dare to stand up to respond Goliath's challenge.
他站起来是因为在以色列军队里面没有人敢来来应答这个挑战。
People around him were all dreadfully afraid.
周围的人都非常的害怕。
And David's brother turned to be very angry on his voluntary.
他的哥哥也非常生气，因着大卫的这个答应这个呼召。
Saying that you should stay at home with father's sheep.
他的哥哥说你应该在家里面放父亲的羊。
Leaders of Israel rejected David.
那个以色列的 领袖们也拒绝了大卫。
Saying that you can't do it because the enemy is too big and tall.
你不能做，因为那个敌人实在太高太强大。
And you're just too young and small.
你太小也太年轻了。
But David made up his mind that no matter what the people said to him.
但是大卫是立了心志，不管人怎么讲。
And he said, "The Lord will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine."
他说神会救我脱离这个非利士人的手。
So, brothers and sisters, this is a man of a fighting spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，大卫里面有一个征战的灵。
When Queen Esther wanted to carry the plan of saving her people from enemies' conspiracy.
斯特王当他想要救这个以色列人的时候
，She got to go to the inner court of the Babylonian king.
他要到那个王的内室里面去。
But she was told that without the permission from king himself.
但是没有王的命令。
She couldn't go there.
他不可能去。
Otherwise, she should be put to death by the Babylonian law.
他就会被那个命令所他会被处死。
Esther knew very carefully, Esther knew very clearly that the price she was going to pay for doing so.
所以她非常清楚地知道她要做这件事情所要付出的代价。
But she made up her mind to go to the inner court of the king.
但是她下定了决心一定要进到王的内室里面去。
So in Esther 4:16,
所以在斯帖记四章十六节
she told her people,
他就告诉他的百姓
All of you,
他的人民
fast and pray for me.
你们都要为我祷告三日三夜
And so I will go to the king which is against the law and if I perish, I perish.
我就违例来见王如果我死就死吧
My dear young people, this is the example of fighting spirit.
弟兄年轻人这就是一个里面征战灵的一个例子
This should be the spirit we sing this song we just sang this morning
这就是我们唱的这个今天早上唱的诗歌里面的这一个灵
When Daniel he had three friends when Daniel's three friends were threatened to bow to the Babylonian idol and to worship it to it.
当但以理的三个朋友要来被迫要来敬拜那个巴比伦王的那个偶像的时候，金像的时候
，But they reject king's order.
他们就拒绝了神的命令，那个王的命令。
So the Babylonian king got mad on them.
那个巴比伦王就非常的生气。
So he ordered to bind them up and to cast them into the burning fiery, fiery furnace.
他就命令把他们绑起来，扔到那个火窑里面去。
Before he was doing that,
但是他在做这件事情之前
he gave these three stubborn Jewish men a last chance.
他就给他们这三个倔强的犹太人最后一次机会。
Saying that if you change your mind,
如果你改变主意
you will be able to save your life from the burning fiery furnace.
你就会被从这火窑里救出来。
But they made up their minds.
但是他们已经下定了决心。
And they told the king.
他们是这样告诉这个王。
We have no need to answer you in this matter.
我们在这件事上不需要回答你。
There's no space for us to discuss about it.
我们不需要为这件事情来讨论。
Because our God is able to deliver us from your hand.
因为我们的神会从你的手中把我们救出来。
But guys, listen to it very carefully. They said, following.
但是下面的话你们要仔细的听。
But if not,
如果他不能。
If not,
如果他 就是不能。
Let it be known to you that we do not serve and worship your gods.
芒啊，你要知道说我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你的像。
Brothers and sisters, that's called the fighting spirit.
这是那个征战的灵。
Over the years, I have seen myself and many brothers and sisters. We have failed many times.
在过去的日子里面，我看到我自己和弟兄姊妹，我们的失败。
We have failed on the testimony that once was committed to our trust.
我们在交托给我们的这个见证上的失败。
Because we often gave our ears to those no words around us.
我们经常让我们的耳朵听到这些不要这样做的这些声音。
Then we choose the soft side.
我们就选择了这个软弱的这一侧。
We just let the spirit die in us.
我们就让这个灵在我们里面就死亡了。
So dear brothers and sisters, I believe this is why Paul had a burning feeling in him in writing this letter to Timothy.
这就为什么保罗的心里面有这样一个燃烧的火，给提摩太写这封信。
To let him to understand the value of boldness.
让他明白这个胆量。
That he would be able to press forward with his calling.
在他的呼召上继续往前进行所需要的这个胆量。
Like Paul once said to Timothy in chapter 1 verse 7.
在提摩太前书第一章第提摩太前书提摩太后书第二章提摩太后书第一章第七节里面他讲到后书第一章第七节。
That God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and of a sound of mind.
神所给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
From today's Bible readings,
在我们今天的这个经节里面
，we see that in the beginning verse.
在一开始
，Paul was calling Timothy that you, therefore, my son, be strong.
他就说我儿啊，你要刚强。
This is the big word for fighting spirit.
在这个有这个征战的这个灵里面，这是一个重要的字眼。
So literally, it means that Timothy, don't even think you can sit here peacefully and doing nothing.
你不要觉得说你可以坐在这里平安无事，什么都不做。
You got to stand up and get ready to fight.
你要站起来预备好征战。
But Paul didn't just slam the order in the face of a young Timothy.
他不是把这个命令直接就摔在这个提摩太的面前。
He wanted Timothy to know that how he could build up himself to be strong enough to fulfill his calling.
他要提摩太知道说他怎么能够使自己建立起来。
So in the following passage,
可以来征战，所以在下面的话语里面
，Paul gave three life examples.
他就给了他三个实际的例子
，to describe, to illustrate the word "be strong."
来描述强这个刚强是什么意思
？First is a soldier.
第一是这个士兵
，who was recruited into the army.
在军中当兵。
Second is an athlete who wants to compete for champion on the field.
第二个是那个竞技在场上要来得冠冕。
And the third one is a hard-working farmer.
第三个是劳力的农夫。
These three occupations were very popular in Paul's time.
在保罗的时代，这三个职业是非常的盛行。
So that everybody understood the meaning when they were talking about them.
所以每个人对这件事情都非常的清楚。
So the illustration here gives us the key to understand how we made ourselves, how we can make ourselves a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
所以这里的描述会让我们知道说我们怎样才能够成为基督耶稣的精兵。
Now let's go to verse 3.
我们来看第三节。
That's Paul's way saying to Timothy.
这是保罗对提摩太的说法。
As you stand up for your calling,
你要为你的呼召而站立。
You should find yourself a soldier.
你会发现说你是个士兵。
Not a scholar, not a businessman, not a social people. You should find yourself a soldier.
你不是一个学者，你也不是一个商人，而是一个士兵。
Because everywhere you set up your foot in,
你们所去的地方
，either in your daily life or in the church,
不管是在你每天的生活里面，还是在教会里面
，you are in a wartime situation.
你是在一个征战里面。
Because everything that run by this world, from grocery shopping to classroom, is so oppositional to us as the follower of Jesus.
每一件我们所做的事情，哪怕是买菜或在上课的地方，都是与我们相对的。
Why? The reason, the answer is very simple.
为什么呢？因为答案非常简单。
Guys, like Jesus once said to his followers.
就好像主耶稣跟他的跟随的人所说的。
That you will be hated by all for my name's sake.
你们要为我的名被众人所恨恶。
So carrying on this illustration.
我们来借着这个继续往下讲。
Paul was telling Timothy that this is part of what it is to be a follower of Jesus in a dark and very oppositional world.
在这样一个黑暗充满了敌对的这个世界里，跟随主耶稣就是这个样子。
He was telling Timothy that don't be surprised, my son.
他跟提摩太说，我儿啊，你不要觉得奇怪。
You are called to be a soldier.
你是被呼召成为一个战士。
And you need to expect it and embrace it.
你需要知道这件事情，而且需要来当面迎上去。
Then in verse 4,
然后第四节，
Paul reminded Timothy that there are great many things in his life that could potentially distract him from his calling.
他提醒提摩太说，在你的生活里面会有很多的事情来分你的心。
He said here that when you're engaged in active service as a military man,
他说是凡在军中当兵的
，you got to keep yourself focused.
你需要来专心
，and give yourself to the military service.
你来专心来提供你的这个士兵的服务。
But there are things that you're going to.Have to give up.
有些事情你必须要放弃。
Some are good things and reasonable things.
有些是好的事情，是合情合理的事情。
But you are in the military now.
但是现在你是在军中。
Dear brothers and sisters, the military life is the life of dedication.
弟兄姊妹，这个当兵的这个生活是一个奉献的专一的生活。
The reason that Paul gives Timothy to do that is he says that a good soldier always has a desire to focus on his commanding officer.
保罗这样说是因为这个一个好的士兵总是会注意在他这个他的指挥官身上。
This soldier always wants to prove himself worthy to his commanding officer.
这个士兵总是会专一的要证明他是值得称赞的。
This commanding officer called and recruited him into his legion.
这个指挥官把他招上来，招到他的这个军队里面。
So this soldier wants to please him.
这个士兵就要讨他的喜欢。
And he cannot be distracted.
他不能够被分心。
You know when Jesus our Lord was calling people to follow him.
你知道主耶稣在呼召人跟随他的时候。
He wanted to bring people into his kingdom.
他要把人带到他的国度里面。
Luke chapter 9, it says that some respond.
在路加福音第九章里面，有些人就有反应。
They responded saying that, Lord, I will follow you and I want to follow you.
有人说我想要跟随你。
To follow you is a truly good thing.
跟随你是件非常好的事情。
But let me first go back and bury my father.
但让我回去先埋葬我的父亲。
And some saying that, Lord, I want to follow you too.
有的人说我也主啊，我也想要跟随你。
Because I realized that to follow you is much better than doing anything in this world.
我意识到说跟随你比在世上做任何事情都好。
But Lord, you know what? I need to first to go back and say goodbye to my household.
但是我要回去跟我的家人告别。
You see, they all had their willingness to Jesus calling.
你看到吗？他们都愿意来听从主的呼召。
But like Paul says here, they were terribly distracted by the affairs of this life.
但是这里就像这里保罗所讲，他们都被事物缠身，都被这个世上的事情所分神。
Then Jesus said to them.
所以主耶稣就说
，No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back.
手扶犁犁向后看的。
Is fit for the kingdom of God.
是不配进神的国的。
Guys, how we could prove ourselves worthy to the calling of a good servant?
我们怎么才能够证明我们是配这个呼召呢？
It is to live a life of dedication and keep being focused on the heavenly commanding officer, which is Jesus our Lord.
是为了让我们能够专一的来注视在我们这个天上的这个司令官的身上，就是主耶稣的身上。
Now let's move on.
我们继续往下。
In verse 5,
第五节
，Paul used an example of athlete.
保罗在这里用了一个竞技员的竞技的人的比例子。
It's really a simple picture that he's giving.
这是一个非常简单的图像。
Because everybody knows that you don't get gold medal by making up your own rules.
你不可能靠着你自己的这个规矩能够拿到这个金牌。
There are rules both off the field for practice and the rules on the field for competition.
在场下有训练的这个规矩，在场上有竞技的规矩。
I was told that there are many athletes.
我知道说有很多的这个运动员
they have to follow strict diet rules.
他们的饮食是非常严格的。
So their meal were neither look good nor taste good.
他们的食物是既不好看也不好吃。
But they have to keep following the rules for shaping them up for the game.
但是为了这个比赛，他们一定要坚持吃下这样的食物。
In the 2000 Summer Olympics,
在2000年的奥运会上
an American athlete won 5 medals in track and field.
有一个美国的运动员在竞技场上得了五枚奖杯。
But later she was stripped of all her medals.
但是过后之后，他的所有的金牌奖牌都被拿走。
Because of illegal doping.
是因着他使用的禁忌药。
She was completely broken with her career, all because she didn't compete according to the rules.
他的竞技生涯从此就结束了，因为他没有跟随那个，他没有跟随这个竞技的规矩。
Dear brothers and sisters, even in our spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的属灵生活里面
，Paul says to Galatians that God will not be mocked for whatever you sow, you will reap.
因为在加拉太书里面也讲到说，你不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，你种的是什么，你受的就是什么。
If we try to ignore and go by our own rules, we're going to have troubles.
如果我们来忽视这些规矩，我们就会遇到麻烦。
But dear brothers and sisters, these are the general rules.
这些是普通的规矩。
What is the rule that Paul was speaking about in this letter to Timothy?
但是在这些是世上的规矩，在这封书信里面，保罗所提跟提摩太所讲的这个规矩是什么呢？
You know that in Luke 18.
你知道在路加福音十八章的里面。
A man, a good man.
那里有一个年轻人，非常好的人。
In spiritual sense, a good man.
在有他有属灵的这个感觉，非常好。
He approached to Jesus our Lord.
他就来到主耶稣面前。
He was saying, "Good teacher."
他就说良善的主。
What should I do to inherit eternal life?
我要做什么才能够承受永生呢？
Which means I've followed all the rules, all the letters of the rules by Moses.
也就是说，他遵守了摩西所有的律法。
Now, good teacher, what is your rule that you want to present to me that I could follow to win my eternal life?
他就说，良善的主，你有什么教条律法，我可以遵守，可以来得到这个永生呢？
Very simple, our Lord said to him.
我们的主说的非常简单。
Sell and give all you have.
你就变卖所有的，分给穷人。
And you come, follow me.
然后你还要来跟从我。
Jesus was saying that you had to run after the moral rules by Ten Commandments.
你是跟随了十诫里面的这个律法。
But now I give you one rule to follow.
但现在我给你一个规矩来跟随。
This rule will lead you into the eternal life.
这个规矩会带领进入这个永生。
This rule is you run after me.
这个规矩就是你要来跟从我。
Brothers and sisters, we just have a one rule.
弟兄姊妹，其实我们只有一个规矩。
One single rule that we have to follow for winning our race on the track and field.
在我们这个属灵的竞技场上，我们只有一个规矩。
Which is Son of God Himself.
就是神的儿子自己。
Paul says in Romans 8:29-30.
所以保罗在罗马书八章二十九节三十节那里讲到
that for whom God called he's justified.
他义先所招的人就称他们为义
For whom he justified, he glorified.
他所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀
In the conformity to the image of his son.
是为了效法他儿子的模样
The life pattern that the son used to live for his life on earth.
这个神的儿子地上生活的样式
And the way the purpose of Son of God in us is the rule set up for us to run through the game
这个神的儿子在我们的生活的这个目的居住的目的就是为了让我们来跟随他
If you and I follow this rule
如果你和我跟随这个规矩
Then Paul promised us
所以保罗就可以应许我们
That we will be crowned and get our prize at the end.
我们在最后就会得到这个冠冕。
How many wants to run after Jesus instead of your own rules in your classroom?
你有谁想要跟随主耶稣而不是你自己的规矩呢？
How many wants to run after God's way instead of your own opinion in decision making process?
在你做决定的时候，你是想要跟随神的旨意，还是你自己的想法
？We've asked many things to many brothers and sisters.
我们问弟兄姊妹很多的观点。
They always respond and said, "Let me think about it."
他们总是说让我想一想。
Dear brothers and sisters, we think about it in which way?
我们是怎么样来想呢
？We run after the rules that Paul gave us.Or we just run after our own opinions.
我们是照着保罗所给我们的这个规矩呢，还是照着我们自己的想法
？One thing we have to remember here that Paul was not talking about how to win the game.
保罗在这里讲的说，不是说怎么来赢这个竞技
，but to win the game in the Son of God, Jesus our Lord.
而是在主神的儿子主耶稣里面来赢得这个竞技。
He is the only way.
他是这唯一的道路。
He is the only answer.
他是这唯一的答案。
He is the only reason.
他是这唯一的原因。
That we can be called and we will be able to fulfill our calling.
我们能够被呼召，我们也能够完成我们的呼召。
Let's move on into verse 6.
我们来看第六节。
Paul used an example of a farmer.
保罗在这里用了一个农夫的例子。
To make a point of diligence in our spiritual quality.
让我们能够明白属灵这个殷勤的这个质量。
He said that hardworking farmers should be the first to enjoy the fruit of his labors.
这个劳力的农夫里当先得粮食。
And that's simple to understand.
这个看起来很简单。
But dear brothers and sisters, what is that you see in all these three examples?
但是你在这三个例子里面，你所看到的是什么？
The example of a soldier，
这个士兵的这个例子。
The example of a sportsman，
这个竞技运动员的例子。
And now the example of a farmer，
和这个农夫的例子。
What do you see in all of those？
你在这三个例子里面，你都看到什么？
There must be something constantly running through the life examples。
在这三个例子里面有一个主题。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the spiritual quality of diligence.
这是那个殷勤，是这个属灵的质量。
It is the diligence that the soldier to please his commanding officer.
这个殷勤使这个士兵能够使他的召他当兵的人喜悦。
And not to get involved with all kinds of destructive sort of things.
而不是被其他那些琐碎的事情所分神。
It is the diligence that the Nephilim to play according to the rules.
是这个殷勤使这个运动员可以来照着这个规矩来比赛。
So he and she understands that I'm not gonna get in, I'm gonna get in trouble if I try doing the things on my own.
他会知道说，如果我照着我自己的办法的话，我会有麻烦。
And now it is the diligence of a farmer who works hard.
下面是这个农夫，是个劳力的农夫。
So he will be able.The first one, so he will be able to enjoy the crops.
他就可以得到那个粮食，享受这个粮食。
I've heard many times.
我听到过很多次。
That God's people recite on one spiritual law.
这个神的儿女来背诵一个属灵的律法。
This spiritual law, the elder brother once taught us the spiritual law.
这个属灵的律是年长的弟兄姊妹教导我们的。
Which is if you pray more, you will be stronger.
也就是说，你多祷告，你就多得力。
If you pray less, you will be weaker.
如果你少祷告，就少得力。
But if you don't pray, then you will have nothing left in you.
如果你不祷告，你就没有力量。
So many times.
很多的时候。
I got people complaining about their weakness in finding the will of God and then to follow it.
很多人抱怨说他们找不到神的旨意。
They were asking around the world, what is the will of God?
他们说什么是神的旨意呢？
In my situation.
在我的境况里面。
We were like a David when said in his prayer in Psalm 63 verse 1.
我们就好像在大卫的诗篇里面63篇里面第一节里面所讲的。
Said I stand in a dry and a thirsty land where there is no water.
我是在干旱疲乏无水之地。
But dear brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
My question is how many times?
我的问题是有多少次？
How many labors we have spent in reading the Word of God, praying, and fellowship among God's children?
有在祷告，在读经，在祷告和神的儿女交通这件事情上，我们用了多少力气？
Remember, it is the diligence of a farmer.
记住，是那个殷勤的农夫。
He works hard.
他努力的工作。
He works hard in his field.
在他的田地里面，他努力的工作。
So he might be able to be the first one to enjoy his crops.
所以他才能够成为那个第一个来享受他粮食的人。
Now let's go back to verse 1 as we're about to conclude the message for this morning.
我们再回到第一节来结束今天早上的交通。
Paul said to Timothy that be strong.
保罗对提摩太说：“你要刚强。”
But he said, "Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus."
他是说在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强。
I love Paul's emphasis on grace.
我非常喜欢保罗在这里面强调恩典。
Because where God calls His people for His purpose.
因为这是神呼召他的儿女的旨意。
He gives the grace to make them through.
他用这个恩典来使我们能够走过去。
Grace is probably the most repeated word in all Paul's writings in the New Testament.
在新约里面，在保罗的书信里面，恩典是使用非常多的一个字眼。
But there's an important part.
但是这里有一个非常重要的事情。
The strength comes from God's grace. It's not automatic.
这个从神那里来的这个力量不是自然，不是自动的。
Otherwise, Paul wouldn't have to remind Timothy.
不然的话，保罗不需要在这里提醒提摩太。
To lay hold of the grace.
要抓住那个恩典。
To rely on the grace of God for his calling.
是来靠着神的恩典来呼召那个答应那个呼召。
He could say that well, buddy. Well.Buddy, a good thing that you got the charge committed to your trust.
你可以说 yes, 你有这个神从神那里来的托付。
And there you go.
那你就可以去做了。
Go fight.
你就去征战吧。
I wish you a good fight.
我就祝你好运。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
Paul was calling Timothy in this first sentence.
这里保罗对提摩太的讲的第一句话里面。
To take, to lay hold of the grace of God.
是要抓住神在基督耶稣里面的那个恩典。
Why does he want to say this?
他为什么要这样讲？
Yes, all that we have from God is by grace.
是的，从神那里来的都是恩典。
But we have this thinker of enemy.
但是我们有仇敌。
Who is constantly challenging us.
在那里不停地挑战我们。
To trust on the grace that God has given to us.
让我们怀疑神所给我们的恩典。
And the way our enemy does.
我们仇敌所做的这个诡计。
That is to focus on our problem.
是让他来看我们自己。
Our inability.
让看我们自己的能力。
And our
混而无能。
And our circumstance,
看我们的环境
instead of God's grace,
而不是看神的恩典。
When we focus on our problem,
当我们专注我们自己的问题的时候
you know what happens?
你知道发生什么吗？
The problems get bigger,
这个问题就变得很大
worse,
很糟糕
and even more threatening,
会具有更大的威胁性。
My dear brothers and sisters, Paul knew that.
所以弟兄姊妹保罗知道这件事情。
Paul knew that when he was writing this letter to Timothy.
保罗在给提摩太写这封书信的时候他非常的清楚。
There are going to be all kinds of things coming in front of Timothy.
他知道会很多的事情发生在提摩太身上。
Telling him that you're too young, too small.
告诉他说你太年轻了，你太小了。
No, you can't do it.
你是不可能做得到的。
Even Timothy, if Timothy turned to himself,
如果提摩太转心转眼注目自己的话
he will agree that truly, I can't do it.
他也会觉得说我根本不可能做得到。
And if Timothy gave ear to the no-no words,
如果提摩太听从这些消极的事情的话
the grace that gives the strength would be gone.
这个能够给他力量的这个恩典就全部消失了。
Because the grace of God comes by faith.
因为神的恩典是借着信来的。
We all think that the grace of God comes by automatic.
我们都觉得说神的恩典是自动的来的。
The grace of God comes by faith.
神的恩典是借着信来的。
My dear brothers and sisters, the spiritual quality of being strong doesn't appear automatically.
这个刚强的这个属灵的质量不是说自动的来的自动生成的
it comes by faith
是借着信而来的
you got to rely on the grace of God
你必须要依靠神的恩典
you got to lay hold of the grace of God
你必须要抓住神的恩典
and stand on it don't move that Paul was telling Timothy
而且要站在上面不要摇动
then the strength will come
然后那个力量就可以来。
You know, people come to us sometimes with their issues.
你知道，人们都带着问题到我们这里来。
They want us to pray for them or whatever.
希望我们为他们祷告。
They tell us about their problems.
他们把他们的问题告诉我们。
It could be marriage problem.
可以是。
Marriage problem.
是婚姻的问题。
It could be problems of their kids.
孩子的问题
My kids
我的儿女。
It could be health issues.
可以是健康的问题。
You name it.
你可以随便的举例子。
We always have a problem.
我们总是有各种各样的问题。
If we turn the eyes on ourselves.
如果我们把我们的眼目转目到我们自己身上。
We're all unable to fulfill our calling.
我们都不可能完成我们的呼召。
But the question I always want to ask.
但是我总想问一个问题。
Is where is God in our problems.
神在我们的这些难处里面，神在哪里？
My dear brothers and sisters, Paul was here telling Timothy.
弟兄姊妹，保罗在这里告诉提摩太。
In order to stand up for Jesus.
为了能够为了耶稣站立。
You got to turn your eyes away from your problem.
你需要把你的眼目从你自己的问题上转开来。
Your inability.
你自己的无能的里面。
Your circumstance to the grace of God.
你把你的眼目从你的环境里面转到神的恩典上。
Again, grace doesn't come automatically.
这个恩典不是自然，不是自然来到的。
But when you turn your eyes up on Jesus,
当你把你的眼目转到神那里的时候，
the strength from grace will come.
这个因着恩典所来的力量就可以就可以生成。
Then you and I,
然后你和我，
a very ordinary man and a woman,
是个非常普通的人，
with our weakness,
有着我们自己的软弱，
we will be able to stand up.
我们就可以为主站立，
and move forward as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
为了像为了像主耶稣的精兵一样往前行走。
Let's have a word of prayer.
一起来祷告。
Lord, we commit these words unto your hand.
主，我们把这些话也交在你的手里。
And Lord, help us to build up the spiritual quality that we may fulfill our calling.
帮助我们能够建立起这些属灵的质量，使我们能够来完成你的呼召。
You called us to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
你呼召我们作为基督的精兵。
This is your gracious work in us.
这是你在我们里面的恩典的工作。
So Lord, we lift up ourselves and our brothers and sisters unto your hand.
我们把我们自己，把弟兄姊妹交在你的手中。
May your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.